Weekly, brought to you by Barfoot & Thompson.
Kia ora and welcome to Property Matters. We're taking a break this week, but we found one of our favourite episodes for you to listen to, so here it is now. To have you here. Now remember, you can listen to us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple and Samsung Podcasts if you've missed a past episode, and of course listen live at planetaudio.org.nz here at Planet FM. Proudly sponsored by Barfoot & Thompson, celebrating 100 years this year. Now I'm delighted to have two fabulous guests in the studio. One returnee, it's been a little while, but he's back, and somebody brand new into the studio. A big welcome to Kelly and Mike. Welcome, team.
Thanks for having
us.
Great to have you here, and I appreciate you giving up your Monday or afternoon to come and chat with us. Now, before we sort of deep dive into what you do, a little bit of an intro first. Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Fast Connect.
Thanks, Stephen. Fast Connect, it's a, for those of you that haven't heard anything about it, we're a utility connection company. So whenever somebody is moving house, instead of them calling their power phones, Sky, Internet and Gas, and repeating the same information over and over again, they can call us and we'll sort everything out for them for free.
Brilliant. All right, we'll unpack that shortly. And cool. Kelly, tell us a little bit about you and where you're from.
Hi, everyone. I have been a property manager since 2005. I have been with Barfoot & Thompson for the last 2.5 years, formerly with another big property management company. And then I had a little time away from Auckland, being a property manager up in Whangarei.
Brilliant. All right, we'll unpack those differences if there are any from the north to the south. Mike, we'll kick it off with you. So you just mentioned Fast Connect, a utility service where instead of ringing 5 different places for quotes, or it's one conversation and it's all done. Tell us a little bit more about Fast Connect.
Cool. We started in 2006, and it kind of arose out of a need to consolidate your calls. Moving house, it's time consuming, it's stressful, and it's expensive. And so our ethos was always to give you some of that time back, save you some of that money, and take some of that stress away. And so, you know, the average wait time to get a hello from an energy company in New Zealand, you know, over 20 minutes, we all know that. Our average phone call is under 10, and we answer our phones. You don't have to push 1 if you're moving, or 2 for accounts, or 3 for a new customer. So you get a hello. We always put the customer first, and we try and make it a concierge service. So we hold the client's hand, we make recommendations based on their needs, and, you know, we can do straight transfers, we can set people up with new suppliers, but the idea is to make moving a bit more fun.
Wow, I love that, you know, it's picked up by a real person. I've had a recent experience of a certain telco I won't name trying to sort an internet problem, and it was really fascinating because it started off with a chat conversation on their app on the phone, and I actually thought, actually this is quite cool, I'm busy at work, I can just answer the app conversation, until at some point it logged me out, and then I'd forgotten my password to get back in, so it completely locked me out. Now I'd had probably 20 chats back and forth trying to sort it at this point, so it then said I could go on to their messenger app on Facebook. So I went and did that, and of course you have to repeat the entire thing. It took 10 days to get the internet sorted. I must have told the story 4 or 5 times. Finally, someone with a sense of humour, when I said at the start of my message, before you ask me one more time to test this, need to let you know I am actually done. I have physically nothing more to give to you as a messaging app.
What's the end? Next time, call us.
And yeah, several times in there I said, is there someone that can just ring me or come out? Like, do I need to be doing this? And it was all digital. And it just amazed me that we've gone to that.
Yes, I mean, some people have gone to that. And I think there is a need for that. There are certain people, you know, as you say, they're at work, they're time poor, or they prefer that method of communication. That's cool. But there are also an awful lot of us, and when I say us, I'm one of these people who I like to put a face to a name if you can, but even if you can't put a face to the name, a name to the service. Yeah, I want to be able to ring back if there's a problem and say, hey, what's going on here? And I want to ring back when there hasn't been a problem and say thanks. So, you know, there's always going to be a need for that.
A real person. Have you ever contacted the support team at My Food Bag? I always love that they name their people by food names. So you've been dealing with Billy the Broccoli.
I haven't.
But if you ring back, you do get Billy the Broccoli. But they've all got, you know, Lucy the Lemon and all of these. I do think that's funny. Kelly, your business would be so much face-to-face and people as well.
Yes, so we are located right in the heart of Mount Eden Village. So we do have people walking in all the time, which is great to come out and meet with them. And yes, round and about doing our inspections, we meet a lot of tenants, of course, at a home, and they could be our prospective landlords in the future.
Real people on the end of
real,
the phone.
Real yeah. people, yes. Something to absolutely, be said absolutely.
So, Mike, what's your role at Fast Connect?
I've done a lot. I've worked in the call centre. I've been a business development manager. I've looked after the operations, and I'm currently the general manager. So I've been there for just under 11 years, over a decade at Fast Connect, and it's changed a lot in that time. My role's changed a lot. My favourite part has always been getting out and seeing people in the branches, you know, property managers and real estate agents, and I don't get to do as much of that these days. But I do, I'm refreshed and invigorated by our team in the call centre, who are fantastic. So, yeah, they keep me on my toes.
That's cool. Well, you talk about the changes you've seen. What are some of the changes that we've seen, I guess, through regulation or just the environment shift when it comes to utilities?
I hope no one finds this a bit boring. For me, being in the industry, I find it pretty interesting. But a couple of years ago, there was a huge government inquiry into electricity. The Electricity Authority, the EA, made 31 recommendations, which were, some of them were mandatory and some of them were just recommended. One of the big ones was that what used to happen is whenever you switched retailer, it took 10 days for that switch to go through the electricity registry. And it took 10 days because your incumbent retailer, the person you switched through, had 10 days to ring you up and offer you a great deal and retain you as a customer. Now, when the EA report came out, they said that can't happen anymore. And that was one of the mandatory ones. And it meant that if you switched retailer from, you know, one power company to another, that old power company can't contact you for 6 months, 180 days. And that's been a fantastic change to the industry, because instead of saying, we'll wait for Stephen to churn and move to a different retailer and we'll ring him up and we'll offer him a good deal and we'll save him, because we know he pays his bill on time and he knows he's a good customer, so he's worth saving. So now they can't do that. So now they have to look at you and go, hey, well, Stephen's a good customer. He's been with us for a few years. Let's get in touch and offer him something so he stays. That's good for consumers.
Yeah. You're a national company?
Yeah, nationwide, so anywhere in New Zealand. We can also relocate people moving to and from Australia or the UK.
Brilliant. Have you seen shifts in sort of nationally? Like, is it as bad as they say in Auckland versus, say, other places or opposite?
It is. It's another thing that I find interesting. So there are over 30 lines companies in New Zealand. So for power alone, and a lot of these companies will pick up the broadband as well. In Northland, for example, there's North Power and there's Top Energy. In Auckland, it's mainly Chorus, you know, or you'll see the lines companies around the place. But they change everywhere. And so there are some challenges in certain areas, you know, the middle of the country, King Country Energy, but there are differences from area to area, and there's been a lot of change recently with the fibre rollout, so going from energy to broadband, and it's been one of the biggest changes in the last decade, actually. People used to ring up and say, hey, look, I better get my power sorted, and we'd say, how about your broadband? They'll say, look, I'll think about that. Now people are ringing up and saying, I must have my broadband, and it's got to be working today. We say, what about power? And they say, I'll think about that. We've got to remind them the modem doesn't work, unless it's plugged in, you know?
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So when you say utilities, we've got power, internet, gas, phone.
And Sky, pay TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. People still getting landlines?
Less and less. And Chorus, you know, just mentioned Chorus is a local lines company. They're actually removing copper from the ground at the moment. So we're seeing a lot of new builds around New Zealand. A lot of new developments are going in. No copper is going into those areas. So your old copper landline, they're no longer existing anymore. There are legacy networks around the country where they just haven't got to pulling out the copper yet. But copper is becoming more expensive to maintain. So you're paying more for it. Fibre is the way forward. And if you have a home phone on fibre, it's going to be VoIP, which is VoIP, voice over internet. So, yeah, it's that's a big change. But believe it or not, some people still have.
I still have one, because I lead a pretty busy, crazy life, and I deal with people around the world. So time zones are a nightmare on your phone, and it never stops. So I like to go to bed and actually turn my phone off, my mobile, but my landline's there for family emergencies. Daughter, grandparents, they can get through to me.
We don't discriminate.
Good, thanks.
We've still got a fax machine at work, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness.
Fax machine?
Yeah.
Does that still send anything?
Receives every couple of months, we'll get a fax, but, yeah, it's few and far between.
Oh, now I just want to send one and see what happens. Brilliant.
Gosh, I haven't had a phone for many years, a landline.
No, no. And I guess, yeah, it just not needed these days for so many. Yeah. Talk me through a process. So I've got a tenant listening to our show tonight, and they're about to move house. walk me through. They give you a call. What sort of things are you going to need from them, and how does it all, how quick things can it work?
So if we get a phone call, the first things we'll ask is, hey, you found out about Fast Connect, who are you living with and what do you need? Now, the reasons we need to find those things out is, A, we want to reward the person to that's sent them our way. So if that's a property manager, we want to get in touch and say thank you. We need to find out who they're living with and what services they want, because it'll change things like low user for electricity versus standard user. Obviously, with broadband, you know, there's 100 gig packages, there's unlimited packages. If we've got a grandmother who wants to check emails, we don't need to set her up with unlimited. But if we've got a flat full of students, not only does it need to be unlimited, but it needs to be max speed. So the first 30 seconds of the phone call is going to be finding out who you are and what you need. Then, once we've ascertained that, we're going to make a recommendation based on the best deals in the market. The best deals will be around price and service. But also, it depends on what we found out in the first 30 seconds about what the client needs. And then we're going to ask exactly the same information that the retailer requires. Now, the reason it's the retailer requirement and the reason we find out what people are going to need first is because we don't and we can't collect data on people. And data is your name, your address, your phone number, all your bits of information, if it's not needed for what we're doing, which is provisioning your connection. Mm-hmm. So, for example, some broadband companies need a photo ID, some don't. So we're not going to ask for that until we know who we're connecting you with, because we want to make sure that we're consolidating it, making it as quick and efficient as possible, and also not getting information from you that you're not going to need. Average time frame for one service, which could be broadband or energy, is about 6 minutes. Average time frame for broadband, electricity and gas is just under 10 minutes, so about 9 minutes 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. So pretty quick, before you'll get a hello from ringing
or your 20th message. Yes, you mentioned data, and you know, has that been something you've seen shift with all the privacy rule changes over the years about how we manage data?
It's been huge. Yeah. It's been absolutely huge. And also the way we receive data has changed. You know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, we used to have little blue DL flyers, and we used to go through genuinely hundreds of thousands of these every year. And all it said was, hey, call Fast Connect. It's an elevator pitch about what we did and the phone number on the back. Now we're printing very, very few flyers because it's all online, it's electronic, you know, the referrals are coming through digitally now and things like that. So there's been a huge change around data and how we collect it and what we do with it. I was dragged kicking and screaming. I'm going to pick up the phone and talk to someone and, you know, look at the piece of paper. I like to hold it in my hand. However, in hindsight, I can see that there's been some huge efficiencies. It's made it, you know, faster, safer, more efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess it is catering to everybody's different style of communication and needs, though, isn't it? Having that availability.
Yeah, we're all different. And when it's customer first, and that's our focus, is all about service and customer first, it's not about us and what we want to do. It's about what the customer wants. So we've got to try and meet that need wherever we can.
Kelly, have you found that you've got, you know, your own tenants and customers that have engaged with Fast Connect?
Absolutely. And look, we are a big user of Fast Connect as well, with our temporary power accounts in between tenancies when a property becomes vacant. It's changed now that they only allow you a very short time frame before they disconnect your power, and then the owner is up for a reconnection fee. So I just have found it very, very easy just to email Fast Connect, and then they sort that out for me. We every single tenancy that we sign up, and we're doing probably about 20 a month, the majority of those tenants will absolutely be using Fast Connect service. Especially our overseas tenants that really haven't been in New Zealand for a long time or are coming back to New Zealand, it really does make it so much easier. It just takes all the legwork out.
Well, moving house is stressful enough. You've got so many things to remember. So just having somebody take care of all, it's just one less thing to worry about.
Absolutely.
I'm just pleased to hear that Kelly has some overseas tenants returning. That's
pretty awesome. I know. A lot. Yes, we are.
And we discovered before coming into the studio, you two know each other from a long time ago. But I guess that's because Fast Connect's been around. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Mike, how often should people look at what they're paying? So we've talked a lot about connecting up to move. I've been where I am for several years. At what point should I be going, oh, actually, it's time to ring up Fast Connect and go, am I getting the right deal?
I think there's a couple of times to do it. And whether you ring Fast Connect, whether you jump online, there are tools. You know, we'd love you to call us, but if you're not comfortable doing that, try online first. And to even everyone out there listening, do it today. So the first best times to do it is the last time you got a price rise. Second best times today. If you do get an email or something in the post saying, hey, our rates are changing, trip around, check it out. They can't contact you for 180 days after changing if you decide to change. So you're not going to get nagged. They're not going to ring up and guilt trip you. And at the end of the day, you know, these companies are, you know, a lot of the power retailers especially are looking after the community and they're doing whatever they can, but they're not giving discounts as much as they're giving price rises. So if you're getting communication saying your prices are going up, check out what else is out there. Otherwise, if you've been on a 12 or 24 month contract and that's just expired, check it out, because often the acquisition, that first 12 months, it's going to change at the end, and they don't notify you. They don't say, hey, your rates are changing. So if you've just had your property manager ring up and say, hey, you've been in the house for a year, do you want to renew your contract? It's a good time to check your utilities as well, because that's a good, you know, you've been with the same power company for a year.
Yeah. And do you do people's mobile plans or purely what's in the property?
Mobile is coming. We can do mobile with a couple of providers, but it's not as comprehensive at the moment. And it's just as you alluded to, it's not attached to the property. Mm. It's attached to the person. So it doesn't really matter where you live. And often you'll sign up for a mobile plan. You don't even tell them your home address. So.
Yeah. But it's another one to keep checking. Oh, I recently did that and discovered the plan I was on has been so superseded. But they don't tell you.
No, you can pay $25 less and get a whole lot more.
Yeah. The next thing, I'm going to give you business advice now. The next one you're going to need to do is petrol prices. I think, you know, ringing up Fast Connect and finding out, you know, where's the best petrol deal and for the month, that would be great.
I'll take it on board.
What's on the future horizons for you and your team?
So there's a lot of work going in at the moment to streamlining processes, and that's not a sexy thing for the end user. However, if we can make it safer, faster, more secure, and when I say that, I mean integrations between our software system and the property manager's software system, integration between our software system and the retailer's software system, it means that your information can flow through as seamlessly as if you had rung the retailer directly. Now, the benefit of that is that it's quicker. Efficiency means there are cost savings, and when there are cost savings to the retailer, I get to sit down with them and say, hey, you're saving money on the process because of integration that we built. We need you to put that cost saving into a better deal for our clients. And that means that anybody ringing up is going to save more money, get better deals, and have an even smoother, safer, faster process because of those integrations. So while it doesn't seem sexy on the outside, it's going to flow through to, you know, much, much better deal and experience for the end user.
Brilliant. Double question here. Answer it any way you like, I guess. I'm curious, what's been the key to Fast Connect's success, or what's made you so sustainable during so many changes?
We've been really lucky in that Fast Connect started in 2006. In 2007, we had the global financial crisis. In the global financial crisis, every single person was looking to save money wherever they could, and we were a great way to save money. Unfortunately, your energy bill is not negotiable. You have to pay it or you don't get power. Same with broadband these days. And if we've learned anything in the last 3 years, is that you must have broadband at home. So you've got to pay your bills. So pay as little as possible. Get the best providers. So what's made us sustainable? It's that we have something to offer. We can save time, money and stress when people are moving house. We really, really care about our end users. And our strategy from day one has been a long game. It's let's look after people and make sure they use us every single time they change suppliers or move house. It's look after the property managers and the real estate agents who refer to us. So every time they've got somebody moving, they can send them our way. It's absolutely customer first.
And there's no cost to the customer?
Absolutely free.
Yeah.
It's similar to using a mortgage broker. We're not a broker, although we know exactly how low the suppliers can go.
The very same message to last week, our wonderful mortgage broker last week, you know, each year check in. When you get that advance notice of something different, have a recheck, check it. It's very similar story.
Yeah, it's obligation free. I mean, for example, if someone was curious to know, am I allowed to give an email address that someone could? If someone was curious to know if they were on a good deal for power, they could just forward their last electricity bill to info@fastconnect.co.nz. All we do with that is we look at the bill, we compare it to the best and cheapest provider in your area, and we'll reply within 24 hours with how much you could be paying with the best retailer. Now, with that information, we don't have your phone number. We can't ring you and hound you. All we've got is who you're with for power and your address, because obviously that's on your bill, and your email address. Mm-hmm. So we reply within 24 hours and you get good news, guaranteed good news. You're either going to know that you're with the best deal with the best provider, or that you can save money by doing just reply yes and we'll do all the work for you.
Brilliant. And I do like that comment you made. Sometimes the reply might be, you're on a good deal, because I actually experienced that a couple of years ago and emailed in my power account, as you've just said, and the answer that came back from Kelly was, you're on a very good deal, don't move.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's great. It's not about selling a service you don't need.
And also, it makes you feel good. You think, great, I've been on a good deal for a long time.
And I've been looked after. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's your toughest question of the night, Mike. It's election year this year. Government, potential government changes. What would you like to see in this space? If you were Prime Minister for the day, you've pushed Chris out of his seat for the day, what would you change in this sort of world if you had that power?
In the utility world?
Yeah. Or anything that would help aid you or your customers?
A lot of the tier one retailers are government still 50% government owned. They're producing huge profits every year, and we're not doing our generation as well as we could. If I was the energy minister for a day, I would try and make electricity cheaper for every, I'd make electricity cheaper for every user in the home, because, cost of living crisis, everyone's been talking about it. I imagine some people getting sick of hearing about the cost of living crisis, but like I just said, your energy bill is not optional. You have to pay it, and they're just going up and up and up. We generate mainly renewable. There's a lot of opportunity out there, and I'd like to see some more work done for affordability with energy.
Brilliant. Vote Mike for president. Head to Mike for PM.FastConnect. No, just kidding. Brilliant. Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
I would say, Stephen, I wouldn't want the job.
I know. Yeah, they certainly earn it.
Yeah.
Kelly, switching to you now. So, based in Mount Eden, as you said, beautiful village there. Talk to us about Mount Eden, I guess, from a tenant perspective, first of all, and then as an investment. Let's start with tenant. Why do you think Mount Eden's such a good place to live?
It's about very close to the city. It's about 10 minutes drive away on a good day. It's surrounded by cafes, restaurants and shops. It's a really incredible suburb with a lot to offer. There's some lovely villas and bungalows and some beautiful walks, Mungify, Mount Eden Hill, the summit.
And some people do love those old, not historic, but the bungalow feel. Like it just suits some people big time, doesn't it? And they're beautifully looked after in Mount Eden.
Very much, very much so. A lot of the homes, walking distance to the village, a real hive, that main part of the village, and it's really lovely to be a part of that. There's a good energy and a good and good vibe.
There's still several places in Auckland, isn't there, where you still feel like there's a community village, Titirangi, Blockhouse Bay, Mount Eden, where you just drive through, actually Howick the other day, even coming through that main strip, still feels like the good old community, and you see the community signs up and promoting. It's nice to see that still there.
And I've struck up some conversations with people that I see in the cafe. I go to the cafe, every morning, and you see the same person day in, day out, and it's really nice then. And then you start talking business, or you can talk personally, and it's a nice community feel.
So a lot of our listeners, especially through our podcast, seem to be investors. So why do you think Mount Eden makes a good investment opportunity?
I think it has a steady growth in the property values over the years, and making a good investment, for long-term capital appreciation and rental income. It is a sought-after location. You're surrounded by some really wonderful schools and school zones.
School zones make quite a difference to the rent you can achieve?
Absolutely. For example, Mungify Primary, which is on Wairiki Road. Very good school, very good reputation. It will attract young families. So, of course, it pushes the prices up.
Does Mount Eden sit inside the double glamour zone, or does it depend a bit where you live?
It depends on where you live. So some parts of Mount Eden, absolutely. And yes, that is incredibly sought after, the two glamour zones. Mm. And of course, the prices, you pay premium prices for that, around that Mount Eden, Epsom area.
Hey, Keely, I went to Mangafo Primary.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. That was,
so it was a total reminiscing tonight.
Yeah, it really is, yeah.
I went to the last school fair, and it's a gorgeous school. I was going to say little school, but it actually is quite big.
Yeah, it used to be a small school, but I still go to school fairs too. And it lends to what you said about the community and what you said, Stephen. One of the things I love about Mount Eden is the cafes and the shops are the same as they were when I went to school.
Absolutely.
And it lends itself so much
to the community. Just a few less car parks now. We're just trying to find a park to the old days.
And the other shops, you know, they've got the op shops and they've got lots of just lovely eateries. And
it is a 24/7 location, isn't it?
You really come at night
for quite a different vibe to what you're having at 10 o'clock in the morning, but it's still bustling the whole time. What services, talk me through your team now, what services do they offer? Someone's listening, they're about to buy an investment property in your central Auckland area. What are you going to do to look after them?
So we have a lovely team of four. We work very, very well together. We all help each other. We offer a full management service for 8.5%. All costs related to finding the ideal tenant includes all of the advertising, free professional photography and editing services. We put it all on the high traffic sites for advertising, realestate.co.nz, barfoot.co.nz and Trade Me. We have a big vetting system that we go through in tenant selection. We do interviews, reference and credit checks. We do regular 13 weekly inspections. This is all included in this one price. We do monthly and annual financial reports. All Department of Building and Housing documentation and legislative compliance guidance and expertise, which is really important with all of the recent legislation changes, which we are able to talk owners through, any landlords, tribunal hearings, if we do need to go to the tribunal, we do all of that. We also do regular rent reviews and consultations.
When you talk about inspections, what sort of things are your team looking for? So they walk into a property, I mean, is it just the clean and tidy, but is it, I suspect it's far more than that. What sort of things are you checking?
Yes, so it is definitely far more than that. Well, we start from the outside and we look at things like trees. Mm. You might have a big tree next to a deck and it might go unnoticed, but that the big roots might be lifting the deck up. The tree might be going up the side next to the downpipe. And that could be a little, you know, somewhere where a rat can climb up the downpipe or climb up the tree to get onto the roof. We go inside. We check for any kind of mould on the ceilings because that can indicate moisture getting in through the roof. We check under the sinks, but any kind of leaks. But we also are looking for any kind of paraphernalia that we might suspect. You know, we might suspect something more sinister might be going on inside a property, but we're in the know. We get trained on what we can look for.
Yeah, so it's keeping it safe and sound for the tenant, but also for the owner.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. A big one for me, I always check a hot water cylinder, which quite often people will forget to do that, and a tenant won't necessarily know that there might be a little leak there or needs a new valve, or they might have a high power bill but they won't tell us, or maybe they will tell us and then we'll suddenly realise, okay, well, we'll do go through some checks as to why that might be, have a spike in your power. I always check closets that are adjacent to a bathroom because chances are if there's a leak in the bathroom that you can't see, you will see it through your wardrobe.
With the cost of living crisis, as people keep referring it to, have you noticed tenants a little more nervous to be honest about things that might need to be done? So your team have to look because they don't want to lose the property, so they just don't say that actually the elements aren't quite all working. Have you noticed any shift there?
No, I haven't.
That's
to be
good,
honest.
Good.
I really haven't. We have a very good rapport with our tenants. We have some amazing landlords and that are very proactive. And I think it's quite often about educating our landlords as well of what we need to do to keep compliant and just to offer a safe, warm property. Look, with the old villas and, as you know, and bungalows, they can get pretty drafty. So we are on the lookout for things like that as well. We want tenants to stay in place. We don't want them leaving because it's cold. And yes, I'm sure that there are tenants that are, that don't want to rock the boat, thinking that if they tell us, you know, the rent might go up. But no, we are very upfront with our tenants, very open and honest. And
that's nice. Well, in Auckland, you, let's face it, you're paying enough to rent.
You absolutely
are.
So
you kind of deserve that as well. Do you, if someone was looking to invest in the Mount Eden area, is there a sort of size house or something? You know, I had a guest on a few weeks ago who said, you know, on the shore it was a 3-bedroom with a garage, with a dishwasher. Is it similar in Mount Eden? Is there the magic number?
It is. It's definitely, I would say, that 3-bedroom mark, but not necessarily with garages. A lot of our Mount Eden properties, for example, they might not have garages and it might be parking on the street. But definitely that 3-bedroom seems to be that magic number.
It is, yeah. Do you help investors from the start? So if someone's looking, can they come to you and go, okay, I'm looking at buying in this area,
absolutely.
I want to talk to your sales team, but I also want to get a sense from you around how much, like what, when can you step in?
Absolutely. So we are really flexible. We work in with anybody. So we work in with our sales team, we work in with any prospective purchasers or landlords, and we have absolutely no problem with going out to a property, eyeballing it, and then giving them a gauge of what they can hope to achieve in rent. Also, you know, it might be just our opinion, but I've done this on a number of occasions. I might look at a property and think maybe it's not as great an investment as they think. They
but
might
they be. Need that. They need that honesty. I mean, if they're going to spend millions buying a property, you want to know it is not going to then have millions of maintenance following up right behind it.
Sometimes you can look at a property and think it's a really good yield, but then there might be things not quite right with it that you'd end up having to spend a lot of money, even maybe overcapitalise in some instances. So yes, especially if you're an overseas owner looking to buy an investment in Auckland, it's good to have someone on the inside that just goes and has a, you know, can have a look for you.
If someone's listening thinking, I can do that myself, the inspection list, I can go around, do that myself, I can do it all as a private landlord, what do you think is the tipping point though? What is the extra thing that makes you go, actually, let's just take that stress off? Is there a certain thing? Is it dealing with the tenant?
Over the last 20 years, I've had a number of landlords that have re-engaged our services. So they've taken the property because we've got an amazing tenant. They think that's wonderful. They'll go and manage it themselves. But we don't, a company doesn't have the emotion involved in it as an owner may. And so that owner may not feel comfortable looking under the sink and looking in the wardrobe. And
or when the tenant rings and says, look, the cat needs to go to the vet, I can't quite make the rent. You kind of feel, oh, but I'm not going to make my mortgage, but the poor cat, I'll help them out. Yeah.
And that is absolutely the truth in all the experiences that I've had over those years. They've come back to us because they just think it's easier.
It's
just easier not dealing with that.
And I guess you have relationships with the likes of, you know, Work and Income or Ministry of Social Development as well, so you've already, that makes that a seamless process for them to pay you if that's the situation.
It very much does.
Which is, again, harder if you're a private landlord.
Correct.
Yeah, cool. What are your goals for the next 12 months? We've quizzed Mike on his future. What's your future looking like?
So, despite some tough years with COVID and very dynamic and fluctuating market, and also more recently the extreme weather events, we believe we've been able to provide a really great service to our clients, both landlords and tenants. So our main goal, and I did write this down, but our main goal will be to continue this level of service and build upon it with the hopes of growing our business.
Nice. So you can help Keely out if you're an investor in the area. It's time to get your property managed. Or, but like what Mike's saying with Fast Connect, I guess, it's shop around too. If you've had service for a long time with someone, and are you getting top notch? Might be time to change. So you can give Keely and the team a call at Mount Eden. If a tenant is looking to rent a property, and we're hearing a lot in the news now, the queues are back, there's 30 or 40 people at viewings, any advice that would make that tenant stand out from the rest?
Yes, actually. And this is something that I recently talked to my niece about, who was looking. Now, she was a one of five, a group of five, and I encouraged her to do a CV. And I've told many people about this over the years. Mm. It's something that struck me when I've been doing viewings and someone will turn up with a CV and say, this is us, this is what we're about. Everything is right there in black and white, and it makes our job so much easier. Yeah. We've already engaged at that stage. My niece Bailey ended up getting a property very quickly thereafter, and she sent that CV to me to have a look at.
So what sort of things in there? Like a family photo, photo of the pet?
A photo of the tenants, just what you're about, where you work. Doesn't have to be personal, have to be the name of where you work, but what you do, and just what you like to do in your downtime, or just anything really, just to get to know you.
To humanise the person.
Just to humanise the person on a digital form. That's right.
I like that. Now, I happened to find out from you before we went on air you're currently looking for a new property manager to join your team in a bit of a junior role to grow up.
Yes.
Why do you think this is a good career move for somebody?
It's autonomous. It's fun. It's rewarding. I wouldn't be in this job still after 20 years if I wasn't passionate about it, and I honestly mean that. It's so rewarding. There's just so much about it that I have loved and I continue to enjoy.
So if someone's listening and want to send their job CV, not their pet CV, what does the job entail as a sort of a junior property manager coming in?
So as a junior, it's more what I'm looking for is a junior property manager / assistant to me. Would start on 40 to 50 properties. I would be working on those properties with you, going to just basically training you up, going out every day with you, going through the properties, but also things to help me when I get busy and I need help. So more of an assistant as well.
So a great way to learn the industry safely under an experience, over 20 years experience.
Absolutely.
It's a gentle way to learn it.
Yes.
So, all right, we'll fire the contact details at the end of the episode, but a great opportunity there.
Mm.
Now, when Mike came into the studio tonight, he gave Kelly and I a very famous thing he gives wherever he goes, chocolate fish and pens. And I don't know about you, Kelly, but I never say no to a good chocolate fish. And if our station manager, Christine, and our production manager, Joe, are still listening in the other room, I will put them on your desk. Don't panic. But always, everyone needs a chocolate fish at the end of a hard day. Tell me, Mike, this has become part of your brand almost. It's wherever you go, out comes the chocolate fish.
It has, yeah. So one of my earliest memories is sitting on the kitchen counter with my granddad coming over for dinner, and he would bring one chocolate fish. I'm one of five. And he would painstakingly chop it up into five perfectly even portions so we could all have a piece of chocolate fish. And I think a lot of Kiwis, you know, it's synonymous. It's one of our oldest memories, chocolate fish. It's a handy candy to have. So when we first started 17 years ago, we thought, well, should we spend a week in the office making appointments, or should we buy a couple of boxes of chocolate fish and go and give them out? And it worked so well, we've been giving them out ever since. And we genuinely go through tens of thousands of chocolate fish every year. And it has become part of our brand. In fact, for a period, I was saying all the roles I've done for Fast Connect earlier. At one point, my business card had chocolate fish distributor written on it, because that's mostly what I did. I was a chocolate fish distributor. But it's, you know, it's a nice way to lighten up the day, and everyone needs some sugar at 3 p.m.
Have you ever gone anywhere and forgotten them and people are like, where's the chocolate fish?
The worst thing is when the supply's out.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and we turn up and people say, where are the chocolate fish? And I'm like, guys, honestly, they're out. And people are looking at you, come on, Mike, you got to do a bit better than that.
But here's some pineapple lumps.
Yeah, it's just not the same. So, yeah, no, we've believe it or not, we've gone through periods of having to get different brand chocolate fish and having them wrapped because the main supply was out. But, no, we go through lots of them and,
Brilliant. Yeah,
it's nice to lighten up the day.
And they are good.
Never say no. Well, thank you both for coming on to Property Matters today. I really appreciate it. Our guests, unfortunately, were unwell, so it was a very short swapsies to get you in tonight, and I really, really appreciate it. You can chat to Mike and his team at fastconnect.co.nz or send him an email, info@fastconnect.co.nz. For Kelly and the Barfoot and Thompson Mount Eden team, head to barfoot.co.nz/Mount Eden. All of Kelly's and her team's details are there for looking after your investment or perhaps you want to send your CV through. If you've got any questions for us or questions you'd like us to ask future guests, or perhaps you have something you would like to come on and chat about, head to propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz. Flick us an email. We would love to have you on board. That's us for another week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, you can listen to past episodes on Spotify, iHeartRadio, or download it from planetaudio.org.nz. Stay safe out there in this crazy weather. Have a great week. Thanks again, Mike and Kelly. Catch you again soon.